Democrat Shap Smith has been a member of the Vermont House since 2002 and has held the Speaker's position since 2009. He says the focus of this session will be the pocketbook issues that legislators heard about during their campaigns.
Those issues include health care costs. They include fuel costs, although those costs are going down, the cost of food, property taxes. Those are really the focus of the session, and clearly the budget is going to be a focus as well. So we're trying to make sure that we're bringing Vermonters' voice to the legislature to address the things that are affecting their pocketbooks. And the other thing is people are really concerned about their economic future, and we're going to try to make sure that we're supporting both businesses and the people who work at those businesses.
Which issues will you be able to target that will most effectively address that?
I think that there are a couple of things that we can look at. Clearly, the cost of property taxes is one. Now, that's a long-term issue. It's very complicated. And unless we're going to basically reduce school budgets significantly, which we don't have the power to do in the next year, trying to cut property taxes probably will be difficult, but if we can slow the rate of growth and maybe change the funding mechanisms, I think that could give people some relief.
The legislature is going to remain dominated by Democrats. Do you think that you will make some progress on some of these pocketbook issues this year?
It's my hope that not just Democrats, but legislators of all parties will work together to focus on the issues that Vermonters are really concerned about. And I think we can make progress if we work together.
The governor announced in mid-December that he was backing off of moving forward from single payer. With that, does it open up a floodgate for work on other issues? Does it allow better focus on these key items? Or does it kind of get added to the mix with a lower priority? How does that factor in?
You know, in each one of the issues that we have to address, healthcare is a factor. Healthcare is a factor for Vermonters when they're paying their premiums. Healthcare is a factor in the cost of education because they're the healthcare costs of the people who work in the schools. Healthcare is a cost for state employees and for state government. So while the governor has signaled that he is not going to move forward with single payer, the issue of the cost of health care and how it's paid for still remains, and it's one that is still of great concern to Vermonters. And I would expect that it will be at the forefront of the issues in the legislature, along with education costs and property taxes and making sure that we have good jobs in the state of Vermont.
Shap Smith, speaking of the governor, the legislature has to vote on who will be the governor on Thursday. I take it you have to move forward with your agenda regardless of who will be voted governor on Thursday.
Yep. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I've been through three gubernatorial elections in the legislature since I've served. In each instance, the person who got the most votes was the winner of the election in the legislature, and I expect that that will happen this time as well. You know, if something different happens, I'll stand ready to work with whoever's governor, but I expect that I'll be working with Governor Shumlin this year.
With the second place candidate not conceding, has it been disruptive at all?
No.
The session begins with the ceremonial roll call of those who have been elected. They will then choose the Speaker of the House and the clerk before starting legislative business. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.